Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The focus for our sermon for today comes from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 15, verses 7 through 9. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Looking out into the chapel and hearing the response, this is one of those gospel passages when I feel less enthused when the pastor proclaims, "This is the gospel of the Lord," to respond with, "Praise be to you, O Christ." This is a very challenging and tough passage for us all, and I mean for every single one of us here. No one gets a pass when Jesus condemns the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, not a single person. And that includes even me as a hypocrite. And that admission that I'm a hypocrite, I admit it stings. It stings me to the core. The blade of the law penetrates deep into my heart. However, we must always first apply the law to ourselves first and foremost. If we do not, we become like the Pharisees in our text for today, spiritually blind hypocrites who teach the doctrines of men over our Lord's doctrine, who love the praise of men over faithfulness to God's word. And this can happen to any of us. It's easy to judge the Pharisees. They set up human commandments. Ought he offer us equal to or greater than God's commandments? It's easy to see their hypocrisy and judge it from a distance alongside Jesus. But sometimes it's hard to see it in ourselves. And a particular Pharisaic notion of today is a chameleon Christianity that attempts to blend into the background, to not make waves, to not upset the established order of things. Dietrich Bonhoeffer identified this as the flight into the invisible. A community of Christ that seeks to hide from the world ceases to follow him. Sure, the congregation or community that seeks to hide, they may have the liturgy. They may have the outward appearance of being church. But without Christ, they fall into the Pharisaic need for praise from the world, preferring a kind of loud and proud, invisible Christianity over the proclamation of the gospel. And let me explain. Loud and clear, we make sure people know that we are just like them, that we distance ourselves from those crazy Christians who take their faith so seriously that they're actually different from everyone else, and we announce it to the world that we are not like them. After all, who wants to live a life that is radically different than our friends and neighbors? Hardly anyone I know would want to do that. And this is especially a temptation for us as those either in or entering into the pastoral or diaconal ministry. We want to be loved by the people. We want their praise. We don't want to offend anyone. However, when we place the praise of our people over faithfulness to God, we fall into the trap of Pharisaicism. And this is what our Lord calls the Pharisees out on. And this trap of hypocrisy springs when we hide our light in order to please men. And in our gospel reading, we hear how the Pharisees taught against God's law through their tradition in order to please men. They allowed a special loophole for men to forsake their vocational responsibility of taking care of their parents in old age by allowing them to pledge their money to God. And this money might not even be paid to the temple at all. This meant that through the tradition of the elders, the fourth commandment was null and void. And I'm pretty sure for plenty of young Jewish men, this was a very popular teaching. It got them off the hook for taking care of their parents, and with a pious reason to boot. For the Pharisees, the praise of people outweighed being faithful to God's word. I mean, can you imagine how popular a preacher you might be if you were able to negate a single commandment? And then we undermine the word by placing our interpretation of that of the incarnate word. And for what? The praise of men? We're not called to receive the praises of men. We're called to be faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord Jesus calls us to live a life that is radically different than that of the world. Our light shines into the world, into the places and communities that we are in. We're always a witness to the hope that is in us, the light of Christ that pierces the darkness into the hearts of men. Jesus, the light from above, who conquered darkness and death, Jesus alone unveils the scales from our eyes and exposes our hypocrisy and need for praise. However, through the light of his healing wings, the Son of Righteousness heals us of our sins and illuminates our hearts with his word, so that our lips are never far from him, but that his word is always placed on our tongues, that Jesus has saved us from the darkness of sin and has brought us into his life-giving light. And living this radically different life means that we leave the worldly need for praise and be the church in our communities. Rather than being invisible, we make our Christianity visible to the world. Rather than a chameleon Christianity that seeks to blend into the world, we ought to stick out like a sore thumb. We ought to concretely manifest in our lives compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, patience, bearing one another's burdens, and forgiving one another. And in doing so, we radically reject the world and its priorities of self-indulgence and praise. We will be weird by the world standards, to be quite honest. And to be sure, by being faithful to the word rather than the teachings of men, we won't be praised on the news for some radical departure of orthodoxy. But we can be sure that we will receive the praise of the Lord when he comes to judge the living and the dead, when he tells us, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And this is the only praise we ever really need. Let us go confessing the truth, trusting in the word of God rather than the praises of men. Amen.